we've been very keen for a while to try and set up an island-based carbon credit scheme. So a scheme whereby people, after they've reduced their carbon footprint as much as possible, people and businesses can then buy carbon credits to offset what's left. And the problem is that we feel those carbon credits need to be really genuine, high integrity carbon credits. And so we wanted to get a project off the ground in the Isle of Man that involved planting trees that gives genuine carbon credits that people can go and see. They can come and help plant the trees. And we'll not only give carbon credits and carbon sequestration, but also biodiversity net gain as well. And also create a really good amenity for the local public to come and visit and enjoy time in. And yesterday was, I think, my first tree planting day of the year that wasn't cold, wet or windy. It was a beautiful day. And obviously a lot of businesses who are very keen to do this sort of work in the Isle of Man were very happy to come along and have a smiley day planting trees.
So in its simplest form then, as a sort of simplest idea, this is for particularly for sort of companies or corporations and such like. So they put their solar panels in, they've reduced their heating, they've maybe got air source heat pumps and such like in, but they're still not carbon neutral. So in order to hit that zero mark, they can then plant up a number of trees like this or pay to do it. And this will sequester the remainder of the carbon from the atmosphere. Is that the gist of it?
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of people are saying they want to be carbon net zero by 2030 or the island target, which is 2050. And the only way that people are going to be able to do that and businesses are going to be able to do that is if they can offset or draw down the remaining carbon with carbon credits. And it's key for me as head of engagement at Manx Wildlife Trust that this is a way that we're starting to bring money and funding into what we do as an organisation and improving the island and improving the globe in terms of climate breakdown, but also just making the island a really nice place to live and work. People and nature thriving together.
And this is, as you were saying before we were talking, this is maybe marking a real change in sort of mindset in that for, particularly for sort of, you know, big multinational corporations, it's not just a case of, right, what's on the bottom line, but they're really thinking about, right, how can we sustain our business and still have profitable business at the same time as hitting these carbon zero goals?
Absolutely. There's some really big businesses on Ireland and, you know, businesses is about forecasting for the future, and they are, you know, more than anyone starting to see that there are issues coming. I think a lot of people know about our Craigie Cowan project with Aviva, a massive insurance company, and they know that there isn't going to be much business for them if we carry on destroying the environment and the climate in the way that we are. So they've put £38 million into temperate rainforest reintroduction across the British Isles and the Isle of Man. Which is to reintroduce temperate rainforest, and the carbon credits go back to Aviva in the UK. So what we wanted to do was to bring something to the island for island people and businesses to get carbon credits. And the problem is that a lot of organisations, including those on island, are getting carbon credits, but they're getting them from UK companies, and they tend to be what are called forest protection schemes. So they will buy a piece of rainforest, you know, on the other side of the planet, and prevent it from being cut down, which is very noble. It's a good thing to do, but there is what we call no additionality there. There's no additional carbon being sequestered as a result of that project, so you can't claim any carbon credits for that. So what we wanted was a genuine carbon credit scheme in the Isle of Man where people can come and see the trees being planted, and the trees obviously sequester that carbon. And hopefully, as I say, this is a pilot scheme. This will be the first of many, which might go on to include biodiversity credits as well. We might do blue carbon. We might do peat restoration and carbon credits there. There's lots of opportunities in the Isle of Man that will help bring in income, help improve the island for nature and people, and just generally make it a very successful and thriving place.
So it does sound on the face of it like a sort of win-win-win scheme, really. Good for the environment, good for the local community, good for the biosphere, good for the company. I mean, it sounds like it's a winner all round.
Yeah, I always like a win-win, and it definitely is. I see no downsides to it.
Like, the only downside I can possibly see is, and again, I imagine whilst the idea is straightforward, I'm assuming maybe the legality, the paperwork, the paper trail, all the sort of the provenance, it's possibly far more complex.
Yep, we're working very closely with the Isle of Man government to set up an Isle of Man registry of carbon projects. We're working with the Woodland Carbon Code in the UK and also the Soil Association to come and verify the carbon credits that we produce, because You know, you can't just have someone going out there and saying, right, I'll take your money, Howard, and I'll plant a few trees and that's your carbon credits. There you go. Thanks very much. You know, you need to trust in it. You need to rely on it. So one, with our projects, the one, the Crossags Fields, people will be able to come and see the trees. They'll be able to come and help plant them if they want to. But more than that, they'll be able to see the verification process taking place and see the calculations. Really talented chap called Simon Sheath, who now works for KPMG. He did his internship at Manx Wildlife Trust a few years ago, and he basically helped us write the carbon rule book for the Isle of Man, because things are slightly different in the Isle of Man. You know, different species, mm-hmm. different amounts of carbon sequestered based on our climate and conditions. And so we needed a really clear calculation for how much carbon we'll get from the trees that we plant. And also, Manx Wildlife Trust is not interested in just growing the biggest, fastest trees to sequester the most carbon as quickly as possible. We don't want another load of plantations like we got in the 70s that are lifeless if you walk through them. There's no wildlife in there. We wanted to create an environment that was great for biodiversity as well. And that's what we're doing at the Crossags Fields. And it's part of the Hairpin Woodland Park project, which is a great site for people to go and enjoy nature anyway. But we'll be working with the community on the Crossags Fields, asking them what they would like there, whether that's an education centre or a yoga shala or a fire pit. You know, we'll look into those options and make the area something that people want to go and visit and spend time in.
So hopefully the first of many, and again, going forward, maybe this sort of project will become the norm.
Absolutely. I'm hoping, you know, one day, maybe at the end of my career when I retire, I'll be able to look back and say this was the starting point. This was the real turning point in terms of carbon and climate change and biodiversity loss. It could be fantastic.